Keith Sherrill enlisted in the Army when he was 17 years old, right after the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
For most of my adult life, I was covered in dirt or I smelled like jet fuel.
At the end of his military career, he was a heavy assault pilot with the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment. The movies Black Hawk Down and Zero Dark Thirty featured the elite unit.
So overall, yeah, 14 years and 9 combat deployments, 6 to Afghanistan and 3 to Iraq.
After his service, Sherrill moved to Seattle. He took a corporate fellowship to help service members transition to civilian life.
I'm wearing these like Brooks Brothers suits and taking the train to tall buildings. And so I was kind of playing businessman a little bit, and the luster wore off very quick.
The role was a mismatch in skills and didn't give him the feeling that he could make a difference like he had in the Army. So he moved on from the high rises to start a brewery in Alabama, where he grew up.
I can tell you that the financial woes of being an entrepreneur are equally scary and feel, in many ways, just as visceral as a wartime experience.
For Sherrill, the experiences of being a small business owner and working in the military are born of optimism and give people the opportunity to become leaders. Now he teaches the veteran students in the Strive Business Education Program at COCC's Bend campus.
Not everyone can get to a large hub city, or not every community has a lot of the resources that you might see in a larger city.
Melissa Bird leads the National Parent Program that created Strive at Syracuse University in New York. She says partnering with community colleges is important to the program's mission to help veterans start businesses.
Where they're going to be living, where they're going to be working, where their business is going to be supported the best.
Strive stands for Startup Training Resources to Inspire Veteran Entrepreneurship. It's an 8-week program that gives veterans and military spouses a free business education. COCC is one of only 9 locations across the country to offer the program. In part, that's because Central Oregon's vet population is slightly larger than the national average. Former Army nurse Kimberly Liska learned about the program online. She says, walking into a classroom full of veterans was comforting.
First of all, we're all military, so there's that commonality and bonding right off the bat. And so there was such an ease to just being in that community again.
After 14 years in the Army and later Army Reserves, she wanted to help female veterans like herself work through the trauma they'd encountered during service.
I've learned that when you keep all that trauma stored inside of you, it does come out as physical ailments.
That's why she co-created a nonprofit called Reveille and Retreat Project. A big part of the mission is hosting a podcast for female veterans.
If we can have a platform for these women to get all that trauma out from inside, let's do it.
She says the Strive class helped her get over her imposter syndrome and have more confidence in her business idea. At the final class, the students pitched their ideas to a panel of judges. Liska went first.
This is incredibly personal for me.
On the stage, her voice breaks for just a moment.
Because I was almost one of those statistics.
But she keeps her flow as she delivers her 3.5-minute pitch.
Thank you for being here. I'm Kimberly Liska.
Later, she says, it felt like she was on a mission.
This confidence came over me, and I felt amazing afterwards.
The top 4 pitches split up a $10,000 prize, and Sherrill closed out the inaugural Strive program like a proud troop leader.
One more round of applause.
This has been one of the most fulfilling things I have ever done. You heard everyone's pitches, their community leaders. They do the hard work. They represent us well. These are my people.
He says being an entrepreneur isn't all that different from working in the military. For both, he says, you need a purpose, a job, and a tribe. Catherine Steyer-Martinez reporting.